talking about Sudan and South Sudan Solutions Initiative for the refugees, IDPs, you know, returnees, and also the host communities. What is it all about?
Well, first of all, we are here to support the efforts of the government of South Sudan, to congratulate the government for the initiatives of peace that is taking place in this country. As you know, without peace, there is no life, there is no stability. And we want to support the people of South Sudan in order to benefit from the initiatives of the peace that is being undertaken here by providing the support required. Secondly, we have 2.3 million South Sudanese who are displaced outside this country, and nearly over 1 million who are internally displaced. That's a large number of population of people who require support. And we want to rally around the efforts of government to find a comprehensive solution for this particular displaced population. So it's important for the government and the South Sudanese people to know that they can count on the international community. It's also important to know of our relationship with the South Sudanese population as UNHCR over a long period of time. Since the civil war to date, we continue to help cater support for the South Sudanese who are in distress, who are in exile outside this country. And those populations will not want to live as refugees forever. They want to come back to their country and to participate in the reconstruction of this country. In that case, therefore, we all need to help the government of South Sudan in creating conditions that can even allow those ones who are outside to return, but also those ones who are internally displaced to find an opportunity to thrive like everybody else.
Ambassador Mohammed, the peace agreement talks about, you know, the repatriation of refugees and also those who are internally displaced. Now, what's UNHCR doing here to support the government achieve this process?
First of all, UNHCR, as part of the collective effort of the international community, will support the government in creating conditions for the people who want to return. We are also actively involved in supporting the government in trying to manage the issues of displacement, be it here in the capital city of Juba or any other part of South Sudan. We have got an office, operational office here in Juba, and over 10 other satellite offices in many parts of this country, all geared towards helping the government of South Sudan in trying to meet the challenges of its time.
Now, you are the special envoy of UNHCR in the Horn of Africa. What are the major challenges facing the refugees? Let's talk about the Horn of Africa or the East African.
Well, first of all, I think it's important to know that there are nearly 6 million refugees displaced in the Horn of Africa from South Sudan, Somalia, Eritrea, Ethiopia, Uganda, and all these refugees are also important to know that they are getting hosted in the countries in the region. For instance, here in South Sudan, we have got substantial number of Sudanese who are refugees here. In Ethiopia, we have got substantial number of South Sudanese who are refugees. In Sudan, we have got a large number of refugees from Ethiopia continue to come in as we speak today. So this region is a very, very important region in this part of the world, but it has got its own challenges of war and natural calamities, you know, like floods that continue to displace populations. Therefore, I am very, very happy to play an advocate's role for all these refugees in the sub-region in order to, one, highlight the challenges they face, but also in order to get the international community to support these countries who continue to host refugees in spite of the fact that they also have got their own national challenges. In this country like South Sudan now, it's our plea that the international community, development actors, provide more support to the South Sudanese government so that it can also help include in their national activities the presence of refugees in this particular country.
Ambassador, with this technical meeting here in Juba, what do you know, expect out of this meeting?
You know, this is a regional meeting. It is an IGAD meeting. The expectation is that before the end of this year, we shall have heads of state meeting in Khartoum, because Sudan is the current chair of IGAD. All the countries in this region meeting there, particularly discussing a solutions strategy for the Sudan and South Sudan displacement, which is a significant population for these two countries. And we hope that this meeting leads to a national conversation in Sudan, particularly, and in South Sudan, and particularly here in Juba, where all the South Sudanese stakeholders meet, discuss, and determine the best solutions possible. And then, at the summit level, the international community mobilizes itself to support the outcome of this particular initiative.
As a special envoy for the Horn of Africa, what could be your message to the displaced persons, talking about the refugees or those who are internally displaced in South Sudan and also in the region?
I would like to tell them to have hope, not to give up. The countries that they left, particularly South Sudan and Sudan, are making significant progress in terms of peace. A lot of signatures have happened here. Leaders are agreeing, and leaders are agreeing to support the displaced population. They are not agreeing to support trees or animals. It's about people's lives that they are talking about, the displaced, the refugees, the IDPs. So I would like to them to know that the international community continues to support them wherever they are, but also continue to support the country of they left in order to create conditions for their return. Nobody ever wants to live perpetually for life as an IDP or for life as a refugee. People want dignity and honor back. And I want to tell them that we are very inspired and quite encouraged by the activities we see the national governments do in the search for a durable solution. It's only when you have a durable solution, only when you have a durable peace, that a durable solution can be achieved. And we want to them to know that we have not forgotten them.
Yeah, what for the government of South Sudan and even the government of Sudan, what could be your message to them?
The message to the leaders: prioritize the needs of the people. Make peace a priority in this country and in Sudan. For when we make peace a priority, the welfare of our population becomes secure. The lives of the generations of South Sudanese, those to be born, those who are young, depend on the leadership of these countries to make a deliberate effort to make peace. And not only to make peace, but to aspire to achieve it. These agreements that have been signed, I would like to plead for the faithful implementation of the agreements that have been signed in Juba and in Khartoum in order to continue to give hope to the millions of this population who have been displaced. I would like to confirm to these governments the willingness and the availability of UNHCR to continue to support them and to move the journey with them. UNHCR is a long-term partner of the South Sudanese and the Sudan government, and the Sudanese people will continue to do that into the future.